Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Dire Straits bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and theageofthecustomer.com is my book, and ageofthecustomer.com is that website. John Fox is our guest. John O. Fox is the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and also 10 Questions. What's the rest of that one, John? I don't have that one in front of me.
It's 10 tax questions that candidates don't want you to ask.
Yeah.
If they go to 10 tax, the number 10taxquestions.com, they'll see what I've written, and they'll see my questions for candidates that they don't want to ask.
Yep.
You don't want to answer.
So check that out, folks. And, John, we just got through talking about corporate tax. I want to talk about small business tax right now. A small business is successful, if they're in business right now, after what we've just come through for the last 6 years, if they're in business right now, they're a heck of a manager, and they're doing something right. And if the economy is picking up at all, they're starting to do well. They're starting to make a little more money. So after all of this and just literally gutting it out for all this time, and then they finally figure out how to, you know, to make a good or nice profit. And they're a sub-S corporation, which most are an LLC, which most companies at this kind of level I'm talking about would be. That means the owners, the shareholders, are going to pay the tax the company makes at a personal level. Why is 39.5% the top rate? Why isn't that too much?
Well, you know, Jim, I think you and I have talked about this over the years, that I believe that our tax, our individual tax system, is so fundamentally flawed because it has much higher rates than we need to have, but it has so many opportunities to avoid tax that you end up with extraordinarily different results. Let me just tell you, just in general, that last year, roughly half of all individual income wasn't taxed, and that's close to $7 trillion.
Who was that half? Who didn't pay that half?
Well, that's the question I asked my high school.
Where did it come from?
And it varies enormously.
It didn't come from small business.
Well, there are a lot of, I mean, I represent a lot of small businesses, and we contributed to retirement plans. We had large fringe benefits. We had a whole lot. But
that's not what you're talking about.
Well, in other words, you contribute to retirement plans. You have health insurance paid at the corporate level before you get to the individual level. But it varies enormously among your S corporation. So my answer is bring down the top rate. You can get under 30%, but broaden the tax base. Eliminate most of the tax loopholes that are giving some people enormous savings. You're asking who? It varies depending upon who your accountant is, who your lawyer is, whether you have the knowledge of these things. And so more likely equals will pay equal. That's what I believe, that when you have two small
businesses, you think we need to cut the rate but also cut the deductions.
Yeah, in other words, eliminate most of the special tax relief that gives some taxpayers a lot of tax savings, and others don't get it.
But see, this is the beauty. Regardless of how we negotiate the deductibility, this is the beauty of the flat tax, John, because the flat tax is just a flat tax. I mean, you pay a rate on the income that you earn minus whatever deductions we negotiate and put into the law. Right?
But if you will include in that definition of income your capital gains and dividends, and
that's what I mean by the negotiation. Then we negotiate.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, the foundation of all of this is a single rate.
The single rate. You and I might are. I would have a somewhat progressive rate for several reasons, but not a high rate.
But that wouldn't be a flat tax, John.
In other words, it's a flat rate. You like a flat rate on all income.
Period.
You know, basically, you get your business deductions, But personal expenses, other than to protect the poor from paying taxes, you don't want to tax the
right.
poor. You don't want to tax people into poverty. But in general, you and I will agree that that would be fair. So people with equal incomes, equal family size, will pay equally.
Right.
And that's the basic principle that our politicians won't accept because they run on.
Well, that's because the tax code is their drug. It's their pusher.
It's how they get elected.
That's
they
exactly
keep
right.
Promising. Yeah.
And that's what we have to get around. And if we're going to save America, folks, we've got to figure out how to do that. Hey, John, good job today. Keep up the good work. I love the fact that you're still fiery out there and doing a good job. John Fox,
you,
ladies
Jim.
And gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.